This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Welcome to Season 5 of The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, where we talk with enterprise and technology platform leaders about the people, processes, and platforms that make marketing and customer experience successful, scalable, and sustainable. This is what creates an agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 marketing and CX leaders and teams as principal and chief strategist at GK5A and best-selling author, keynote speaker, entrepreneur, and Agile certified coach. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full stack technology services, talent services, and real world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. To sign up for the Agile Brand newsletter and get the latest insights and articles on marketing technology and CX, or to purchase a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, go to gregkilstrom.com. You can also find all my books on Amazon and other retailers. And now on to the show. Today we're going to talk about digital customer service and how it's essential for companies in every industry to embrace it if they haven't already started doing so. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Raji Thomas, founder and CEO of Sprinklr, a provider of enterprise software for customer experience management. Raji, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg. It's good to be here. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Why don't we get started by you giving a little background on yourself and a little bit about what Sprinklr does?
Absolutely. So I'm the founder and CEO of Sprinklr. Founded the company in late 2009. Sprinklr provides a unified platform for businesses and large organizations to do all customer-facing functions across digital channels. So what does that mean? And the ability to do everything from customer service, marketing, advertising, engagement, selling across 30 different social messaging, and in some cases, voice, email, and text channels for medium and large organizations. So we work with pretty much all 10 of the 10 biggest brands in the world and I think 70, 80 of the top 100 companies.
Great, great. Well, yeah, so we're here to talk about digital customer service and how it's becoming more and more necessary for businesses today. So as you mentioned, you know, as a platform that works with many global brands like Microsoft, P&G, Samsung, and more than 50% of the Fortune 100, it seems like you're definitely the person to talk to about this. So let's start by talking about customer expectations with customer service. So first question here, why is it not enough to simply have a single method like phone or email or something like that for customer service anymore?
Well, let's look at our own example. As a consumer today, do you behave and have the same expectations from brands the way we had 15, 20 years ago? Right. I remember being on hold for sometimes hours. You could call your telco, and you're just in line. You went, made coffee, you came back, picked it up. You said, well, so waiting with beautiful digital music on the background. It's not acceptable anymore. My kids aren't going to do that. And what they do is you put them on hold, they turn around, 90% of them turn around and complain about the brand on some social media channel of their choice, and TikTok, on Instagram, Twitter. Most of them will go leave a bad review. And so your brand doesn't get defined by the ads you run. Your brand isn't what you want it to be anymore. It really is a sum of all experiences. So if you don't step up your service game, I think you are in line to go out of business when your peers and your competitors actually do step it up.
Yeah, I know. I think for me, the one of the low moments in customer experience was when I knew the hold music so well, I hummed it automatically just because I had heard it so much. I think it was either my cable provider or my bank or something like that. But anyway, so, you know, as you're saying, and I completely agree with this, you know, customer experience really is, it's the sum of everything. It's not just one thing. It's not even one interaction. It's really the sum of all of these things. So, you know, what are the stakes for brands that don't get this right?
I think, look, you're in line to go out of business, and it might happen slowly or it might happen very quickly. It just depends on how quickly someone in your industry figures it out. If you don't have anybody offering great customer service, you could hang around much longer. But let's take retail as an experience. I think Amazon single-handedly has changed that category and expectations of customers. I don't think you'll buy anything from a store and be accepting of it if they don't take a return or they take 5 days or 20 days to ship. And that's not our expectations. I think Uber has changed the expectations from the transportation industry. It's no longer acceptable for you to quit. Call 1-800 or your local taxi number and not know when the taxi is showing up. And so literally, I think Tesla is doing that in the automotive sector. So if you don't really start planning on changing it, that I think you're just, doesn't matter how big you are, I'd say you're just biding your time in terms of survival. So it's not, I don't think it's a question of whether you would, it's a question of when, you know. And they say that if you put a frog in boiling water, its reflexes are strong enough for it to jump out. But they say if you leave it in the water and just slowly heat it, very slowly, the frog dies. And so it's just really, it's up to leaders to see it with that level of clarity and simplicity.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the people listening to the show, they work for some of those larger companies, whether they're in the Fortune 100 or 1000, you know, they're generally speaking, they're at least dipping their toes in the waters of the digital customer service, but it may not be a core part of the business or a core part of the customer service function and things like that. So I want to talk a little bit about the operational part of this. You know, how do we make this work and how do we make it work well? So from your standpoint, how does digital customer service work in conjunction with some of those more, let's call them traditional methods of customer service for those organizations that are maybe a little slower to adopt?
So let's make it real. If you go visit the contact center operations of most large companies, mainstream companies who really haven't made the leap, what you're likely to find is, you know, about thousands of agents, if not tens of thousands of agents, arming voice as a channel in the contact center. And you're going to find a few hundred agents in a far corner using something like Sprinklr to do digital customer service. And if you're really not mature at all, you're likely to find maybe a third team with dozens of people manning social media customer service. And each one of those, to me, just signifies a maturity in your evolution. If you are just doing social customer service that's separate from digital customer service, then you're kind of in level one. If you're doing digital and emails done by a separate team, live chats done by a different team, then level two. And when you club those, that's your next stage of evolution. When you club all three, where you have a unified platform for all channels and skill-based routing and AI-based assignment and a lot of wonderful things that Sprinklr can do for you when we transform your contact center, then I think you are kind of well underway to where you need to be.
Before we continue, I'd like to make sure you're aware of the upcoming CXPS 2023 conference, May 8 through 11, 2023 in Durham, North Carolina. CXPS is a great CX event focused on professional services firms that want to know how to take the next steps to make their firm successful in integrating client experience with their firm's strategic initiatives. To learn more and register for the conference, go to clientexperience.org/CXPS-conference. That's clientexperience.org/CXPS-conference. And you can register with the code AGILE200, that's AGILE200, for $200 off your tickets. You can hear from top professional services executives and CX thought leaders like myself through a combination of keynotes, breakout sessions, workshops, and panel discussions. Make sure to register at clientexperience.org/CXPS-conference with the code AGILE200 for $200 off your tickets. Now let's get back to the show. And so, as with any investment like this, there's the platform component, but there's also the people and the process component, which is, you know, people generally speak, as much as they say they may be, they may be open to change, they're generally averse to big changes unless they can really see the value and stuff. You know, to help anticipate some of this, like what are some of the biggest internal changes that a business can expect to undergo when they're making some big investments in digital customer service?
The first and foremost is the mindset. It takes someone a little bit higher up in the hierarchy to be able to look at this objectively. Yeah. Because right now, and I'm including the newer contact center platform companies, those who claim to be on the cloud, in this list. The current stack of the bigger contact center companies are not aligned with your interests. They have a per agent, per seat pricing. So they're not incented to break down the number of seats. And if you have managers and people whose jobs depend on managing contact center agents and not customer service, you have misaligned incentives all over the place. And so it takes a CIO, it takes a VP, it takes a CEO to say, look, we got to look at this differently. The average cost of a live channel, whether it's phone or email or live chat, is about $8 an interaction per contact. Where if you kind of fundamentally flip it into a self-service capability with modern things like conversational AI, I'm sure everyone's talking about ChatGPT.
Right.
But, you know, the cost drops to about 10 cents. So it is not a question of compelling economics anymore, because your entire contact center team today is incented around metrics that is one generation old. If you are measuring time to respond, time to resolve, time, agent productivity, capacity, all of those things are antiquated metrics. I believe that we need a brand new philosophy and a different mindset to contact centers, the one that is not based on measuring the optimizing per call, but one that starts by saying to yourself, the best contact center interaction is not having one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The second best is when someone's searching for a solution, as they always do, and the answer pops up and they can resolve it themselves or go through a guided path. And what is when you actually do get an inbound outreach and you're able to resolve it when in the first interaction itself and have a great experience. So we need a generational mindset shift, which is what Sprinklr and I'm advocating.
Yeah, no, I love that train of thought here, because I mean it's definitely the shift from, and I've seen this, maybe an analog here would be in the HR world of, you know, the concept of employee experience has really come in focus for a lot of organizations, versus HR organizations have been very traditionally compliance focused. And I think what you're talking about here, it's being customer focused as opposed to, I don't know what the exact analogy for compliance here, but it's more efficiency metrics and things like that. Does that sound right to you?
100%. You've got to go from brand centric, channel centric, silo thinking to customer first and customer centric thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. As you mentioned, and as I've certainly seen in my work with organizations and managing change and things, big change takes a commitment. It takes a commitment certainly from leadership as well as the teams involved, and it does require changes in thinking. Do you see this as, when done successfully, is this an incremental approach to this where we're going to slowly shift our thinking over time? Or, you know, what's the best way to have long-term success with making these changes?
I kind of think of it as try, prove, scale. Yeah. As something you should do. And today, yeah, unlike any day in history prior to this year, you do have platforms that can be enabling this change. And that's not, the answer is not going to be found in a traditional contact center provider. And I hate to say it, but it's not, even if they all claim to be on cloud. They're fundamentally flawed for three reasons. A, because they're all primarily voice-centric, and they might claim that they support other channels, but they're not, maybe multi-channel, but not truly omni-channel, where the consumer can switch context. The second thing is they're fundamentally not AI-driven. They might claim they have an AI feature, but they're not built using AI. And lastly, they are not a part of the unified stack. Your contact center investment should be your friend digital gate where consumers are coming in. It makes no sense to turn them away and try to go find them through marketing channels and sales channels. The same exact customer. Who buys an iPhone 14? The guy who has an iPhone 10.
Right.
Who's calling your contact center? The guy who has an iPhone 10. And so our CCaaS approach, which is, you know, we added voice about a year ago, and our approach is that, you shouldn't take anybody's word, including ours, for it. Start with social and digital. Prove, like many of our customers have seen, you know, 40% improved efficiency. So you can actually go check the box that your boss wants to in terms of improving efficiency while improving NPS, while converting the contact center from an expense to a potentially a revenue center. Go prove it. Like we just, you may have seen the press release, we're rolling out Sprinklr for Qatar, the government of Qatar, where 40 ministries are rolling out Sprinklr. So you can just literally initiate any government services, not just complaints, including complaints, on any channel. And we start ticking the clock with an SLA and a command center and connect on the back end to every ministry and provide those services. But that's the future. You don't need to go there in one shot. Try it out in social or digital. Then when you know that this works, your, you know, AI-based routing is getting you 25% more efficiently, like a 15,000 contact center deployment we just did, prove to themselves and the CEO. Then go scale it out to your voice-based primary contact center. Bring them together. And it's not just customers, Greg. It's employees too. This large bank with 70 million customers that we just did the contact center replacement for, those employees were just literally, they had a party to celebrate onboarding us because they're like, we're not going from one screen to the other. We're not in doing the swivel chair dance anymore. And so it's got implications on employee retention and hiring too.
That's great. Yeah. And so, you know, we talked about a few different ways of measuring, and you know, I like what you're saying here as far as, you know, you're not going to convince leaders that have been looking at a dashboard or a set of metrics for years and years, and you're not going to convince them to all of a sudden not use those metrics as any measure of success. But over time, they will see the value in these things. What should they be looking for, though? And I know you touched on this a little bit earlier, but you know, what are the right metrics that they should be ultimately looking for when measuring this?
I would say the next generation metric should be, number one, total cost of customer service, total cost. Are the tickets coming down? Are the calls coming down? Number two is, how quickly are you innovating your product and services using the insights that you get from your contact center? Number three, what is the brand value that you're able to create by providing exceptional customer service and turning those customers into advocates instead of detractors? And number four, how much can you actually sell right from when people contact you? We've got great stories. We have one of the largest telcos in America. You know, they actually literally, when a customer says, "Oh my God, I can't believe you just, I'm so happy you resolved this for me so quickly, or you gave me credit for this thing that I thought you would never do," they put them into a marketing workflow and track how many people they talk to, and they compute that media value. I know in our own experience, in the last 2-3 years, my cost to serve customers is going down in spite of our business. You can see as a public company going through substantial growth. That's because my own listening research solution is running on everything outside in and contact center data and constantly identifying the top issues that customers are having and feeding that to product and making those issues go away.
Yeah. That's great. Well, Raji, thanks so much for joining here. I've got one last question before we go. For those, you've given a lot of great advice already, but you know, for those organizations that, you know, they're listening here, they know they need to make some changes, some investments in digital customer service. Where do you recommend that they start?
Well, can I do this thing? I try very hard not to be self-serving. But in something that is so revolutionary, like our approach to contact center, I'm going to give you talk to somebody who's using Sprinklr for the entire contact center, because you don't look at a data report. Don't go by what was working 10 years ago. The current contact center stack is, you know, in most cases, somewhere between 30 and 45 years old. And it is evolving so quickly. Okay, so that aside, I would say don't think of your customer service as a reactive cost center. Think of it as a proactive way to drive your brand and your sales.
Yeah, I love that. Wonderful. Well, again, I'd like to thank Raji Thomas, founder and CEO of Sprinklr, for joining the show. You can learn more about Raji and Sprinklr by following the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkilstrom.com. That's GREGKIHLSTROM.com. To get a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, visit my website, or you can find it on Amazon or other retailers. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low-maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.